WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Now, welcome into the WNRN studios this morning, David Wax Museum. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I think I alluded yesterday or maybe a couple of times over this week, although we've been busy with a fund drive, that Suzanne is a local person from right here in Central Virginia. Your family is here. Matter of fact, I know that your brother pledged to one of our more recent fund drives.
That was one of our favorite things to do as kids, actually, was pledge to the radio station because we get a free CD, you know, for only $15 or $25.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And this grouping is from Boston. That's where your hometown is now.
That's right.
And how did you all come together? I mean, how did you find each other?
Well, I guess we've all been in Boston for school at some point in the past 10 years. And when I moved back 3 years ago, David had just gotten back from Mexico, where he'd been studying traditional Mexican music for a year on a fellowship. And he was looking for a fiddler, and a mutual friend of ours put us in touch. Jiro Kukubu, the mandolin and dobro player who's here with us, David found him playing in a bar at a bluegrass jam in Cambridge and asked him if he wanted to join the band. So we all came together about 2 years ago.
And it's a nice kind of mix of all sorts of sounds. I mean, I hear, obviously, some of the Mexican influence, but obviously some of the old time and bluegrass as well. That's a nice combination. Well, how about if you start us off with a tune? What are you going to play first?
We're going to start with Beekeeper. Grass with its fever, the temper of the rain, the soft muffled dream our love became. A fist of bees buzzing underwater, a tethered steer marked for the slaughter.
Love's a beekeeper. It's a beekeeper drawing honey from our hearts. I play the unsound sleeper to a fire and brimstone preacher. Love assigns us such strange parts.
My heart failed me, it was powered by broken bellows from an old pump organ. Its keys age yellow just when I needed it the most. Reasons as inexplicable as the Holy Ghost.
Love's a beekeeper. It's a beekeeper drawing honey from our hearts. I play the auctioneer going cheaper to her anchor plunging deeper. Love assigns us such strange parts.
Love smoked us out, confusion set in. The bees sputtered as if drunk on bathtub gin. Wings of ghostly white, little stained glass pictures in a church in a snowstorm turned our hearts bitter.
Love's a beekeeper. It's a beekeeper drawing honey from our hearts. I play the waterlogged weeper sands of such strange parts.
WNRN. We've got David Wax Museum in the WNRN studios this morning. Well, I last Boston band we had in was a group called Annie and the Beekeepers, and so somehow it seems kind of, you know, apropos that you sing about Beekeeper on this program, kind of following them up here. Are these people that you know? You're both smiling.
They inspired that song.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we followed up on that.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you know, things going on there in Boston. I mean, we certainly know what's going on here in Central Virginia, but certainly there seems to be a cross-pollination of the Boston and Charlottesville scene. So,
well, I don't know much about the Charlottesville scene.
Well,
Boston,
tell us about Boston. That's what I was asking about here.
All right. Well, there's a lot of great musicians. There's a lot of great Americana music, a lot of great singer-songwriters. It's almost like an oversaturation just in Somerville where I live. It's like you could throw a stone, you'll hit a singer-songwriter. But there are a lot of great ones, a lot of great people that are on the road making a living doing it, but their base is Boston. So it's a pretty exciting place where you can go out. You know, I can go to about 5 different venues just to walk away from where I live and hear good music any night. So
it's pretty exciting having grown up in Free Union and having to drive anywhere to get anywhere, to be able to walk to all these great pubs and little music venues. We play, one of our favorite places to play is really just a 5 or 7 minute walk from all of our houses. And it's just a thrill, and people come out on Sunday nights, and it's a great place to be a musician.
All right. So Davis, tell us a little bit about this this instrument you have and you've strapped on.
I've strapped on a jarana jarocha. It comes from southern Veracruz, Mexico. It's used in a style of music called son jarocho, which is a type of regional folk music from Mexico. Most people, when they hear it and know this style of music, it's through La Bamba. La Bamba comes from this tradition of music. But just in the last 30 years, there's been a whole revival of son jarocho, and it's become much more popular throughout Mexico and now more in the United States, as well as different immigrant communities kind of take up the fandango tradition, which is kind of like a Mexican hootenanny. And so I'm playing an instrument that was made by hand out in the countryside. Suze is also playing a traditional Mexican instrument.
I've got a donkey jawbone here, which is also called a quijada. It's a traditional Mexican percussion instrument that I ordered off the internet for $49.95, straight from Peru, I think.
That's kind of interesting that a traditional instrument would be a jaw.
It's true. So it's pretty heavy bone, about a foot long, and it makes, when you hit it, it makes a rattling sound from the teeth. And then you can also use a stick along the teeth for another sound.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we're about ready to hear something featuring all of that. So what is the name of this tune that you're going to play?
This is called Colas.
We got David Wax Museum in the WNRN studios playing tonight at Rapunzel's, Sunday at Baja Bean in Stanton, the Tea Bazaar here in Charlottesville on Monday, and then they'll be back in Charlottesville on October 20th as well.
Colas, colas, colas y mi colas. Head to Chile, but you never got across. No, you couldn't get out of Mexico, what you got in. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican. People back home remain confused. Never been new for Dango and Southern Veracruz. People back home remain confused. Never been new for Dango and Southern Veracruz. Colas, colas, colas y mi colas. Head to Chile, but you never got across. No, you can get out of Mexico, what you got in. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican. Dear Margarita, cousin of Doña Juana, wants you to eat her tamales of iguana. Dear Margarita, cousin of Doña Juana, wants you to eat her tamales of iguana. Colas, colas, colas y mi colas. Head to Chile, but you never got across. No, you can get out of Mexico, what you got in. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican. stars fell from the sky. When the baby comes, you'll find them in her eyes. Say two stars fell from the sky. When the baby comes, you'll find them in her eyes. Colas, 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 y colas. Head to Chile, but you never got across. No, you couldn't get out of Mexico once you got in. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican. Me despido porque no puedo más. Aquí acabo cantando los besos de Colas. Aquí ya me despido porque no puedo más. Aquí acabo cantando los besos de Colas. Colas, Colas, Colas y Nicolas. Hey, the Chile, but you never got across. No, you can get out of Mexico once you got it. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican. Colas, Colas, Colas y Nicolas. Hey, the Chile, but you never got across. No, you can get out of Mexico once you got it. Now you're gonna have a baby and she'll be a Mexican.
WNRN, David Wax Museum in the WNRN studios this morning, playing all sorts of instruments. I have to say, Suzanne, that that is the first time I've ever seen a jaw being played at WNRN studios. So hopefully it won't be the last, but you know, certainly the first while I've been here. Maybe it happened before or while I wasn't in studio, but that was really pretty interesting.
It's definitely a crowd pleaser. If nothing else, people want to come up and see us and touch the jawbone after the show.
Well, thanks so much for...
Sometimes a little scared by it, though.
Yeah, I would imagine so. We've been asked
if it's a dinosaur jawbone or a camel jaw.
Well, it really does add a lot in terms of the sound as well, because I don't know if it kind of shakes, rattles, and rolls there. So it's kind of nice. Well, so you obviously influenced by Mexican music. We talked a little bit about, you know, bluegrass. And so what are the other things? How do you guys decide what music you're going to play? Do you write a lot of it?
Mm-hmm. It's all original music.
Okay.
A lot of the songs are based on traditional Mexican folk songs. So I've taken a lot of song structures and melodies from traditional Son Jarocho songs or songs from another tradition called Son Calentano. And I've kind of reimagined them and reinterpreted them, written new words in English, and played around with the arrangements. So a number of the songs off the new album are based on songs of the Son Jarocho tradition. But then the other stuff is original music that I grew up listening to a lot of kind of alt country music growing up in mid-Missouri, and grew up listening to a lot of country and bluegrass music. So there's a lot of that in there as well.
Okay. Well, we've got David Wax Museum in the WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be playing tonight at Rapunzel's down in Lovingston. So you write most of the music, or does your other bandmates here help as well?
Well, I write the lyrics and kind of bring the bare bones of the songs to the group, and then the arrangements and all the harmonies are done together as a group.
All right. Well, David Wax Museum in the WNRN this morning. Another tune for us this morning?
Yeah, great. Let's do Jalopy Heart.
What could you want with my jalopy heart? What could you want with my jalopy heart? It's rusty and battered and falling apart. You're probably wasting your time trying to get it to start. My jalopy heart. Well, I still may know how to love. I still may know how to love. I still may know. What could you want with my rattlesnake skin? What could you want with my rattlesnake skin? I shed it before and I'll shed it again. Leave it useless and gray as an old man's chin. My rattlesnake skin. Though I still may know how to feel, I still may know how to feel. I still may. Thank you. What could you want with my antique music box voice? What could you want with my antique music box voice? It'll play you a song of faintly audible noise. Now it durs, but once a song of rejoice. My antique music box voice. Though I still may know how to sing, I still may know how to sing, I still may know. I still may know how to love. I still may know how
to love. I still may know. WNRN, David Wax Museum in the WNRN studios this morning, performing live. David Wax, is it Hiro Kokubu? Or did I?
Jiro.
Okay. And then Suzanne Sluzak is also here as well. On your recording, you had some help from some other people, specifically Greg Glassman. Is he someone who helps you out in Boston but wasn't able to come on the road?
Unfortunately for us, Greg has started a beer company with his family, Fire Island Brewing Company in Long Island, and so he's caught doing beer business, is missing out on the large part of the tour. He did perform with us in Boston and in the New York shows. We have another bass player who's been joining us, Mike Roberts, also part of the band Wooden Dinosaur, up in our New England shows. Alex Beagleman is the horn player for Miss Tess in the Bon Ton Parade, who are also coming through town end of the month. And so he plays with us when he's not on tour with Miss Tess, and also has a great part on our recording.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute with the David Wax Museum. They're going to be playing tonight at Rapunzel's on Sunday at Baja Bean in Stanton, in Charlottesville on Monday at the Tea Bazaar, and then they'll be back in town on October 20th. In studio with me this morning, the David Wax Museum. They are from Boston, but we have Suzanne Sluzak here, who grew up right here in Central Virginia, so it's nice to have her back home. And they have a new album called Carpenter Bird, and we've been hearing some tunes from that live in the WNRN studios. They're going to be playing tonight at Rapunzel's, and we got time for one more live tune. What are you going to play for us this morning?
We're going to do one from our last album. This one's called The Splitting Tree. I could never take you home at the end of the night when we're all alone. So why am I getting worked up over nothing? I could never treat you right. You need someone who can't hold you tight and whose bed is big and empty. Have mercy on me, darling, can't you see how weak I am? It's not just an act, I'm holding it back, buckling like a dam. I could never kiss your shoulder, so you're covered up as the air gets colder. Is the sensible thing to do. Oh, I could never lie straight-faced,
crookedly I do it with grace. I'm scarcely attracted to you. Have mercy on me, a splitting tree, who knows how it'll grow. May look strong, but there's something wrong. The wind knocks it to and fro. On me, a splitting tree, who knows how it'll grow. It may look strong, but there's something wrong. The wind knocks it to and fro. I could never take you home at the end of the night when we're all alone. Why am I getting worked up? Why am I getting worked up? Why am I getting worked up over nothing?
WNRN, the David Wax Museum, live in the WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be playing tonight at Rapunzel's in Lovingston, on Sunday at Baja Bean in Stanton, on Monday at the Tea Bazaar here in Charlottesville, and then they'll be back at Milano on October 20th right here in Charlottesville once again. Well, thanks to all of you for coming in this morning and playing live. It's really been a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much for having us.